Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning. It is 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh has the day off. John Whitmer is live in studio with us here on Friday, September 6th. We'll be taking a look at a big annual event in the state opening today.
Wichita man arrested for robbery following a police chase. I'm Dan O'Neill.
And, of course, our full weather forecast is on the way as well. Currently in Wichita, it is mostly sunny and 68 degrees. The annual Kansas State Fair opens today for a 10-day run in Hutchinson. Activities include livestock exhibitions and competitions, amusement rides, food exhibitions, and live music. The fair is billed as the largest single event in the state, attracting about 350,000 people annually. There are some new events this year, including pig races, goat yoga, and Seniors Got Talent. And the fairground's newest addition is the 1861 Club. That's an indoor venue offering fine dining, beverages, and entertainment. The fair's history in Reno County dates back all the way into the 1800s. The fair in Hutchinson has been the official state fair now for the state of Kansas for 112 years.
New details emerge surrounding the family of the accused school shooter in Wine Deer, Georgia, who allegedly killed four people and left nine injured. Fox's Steve Harrigan is in Wine Deer with the details.
Colin Gray, 54 years old. He is the father of the suspected school shooter in this case, and now the father faces charges of second-degree murder, manslaughter, and cruelty to children. Georgia state law enforcement officials say they hold the father responsible for allowing his son to get a hold of the weapon that caused death and mayhem at the school. As far as the 14-year-old shooter goes, he's going to be charged and tried as an adult. But right now, he's still in a juvenile detention center about 30 miles away from here. He faces four charges of felony murder.
Fox's Steve Harrigan with that report from Winder.
Wichita Mayor Lily Wu urging the community to stay vigilant about the drought. She says the city saw a slight uptick in water usage from previous weeks. Yesterday marked 1 month since mandatory water restrictions began in Wichita and neighboring towns. Wichita began the restrictions because the water level at Cheney Reservoir was dropping, and the mayor says it continues to drop. The 12-month average at Lake Cheney is down more than 1% from last month. The reservoir currently below 60% full, and the rain we had last month didn't give much relief. The city has sent out 245 warning letters to residents suspected of violating the mandatory restrictions. However, the number of letters has gone down each week. Last week, only 30 were sent out. The city has not yet issued any fines.
A police chase took place in northeast Wichita.
It began just after 2 Thursday afternoon when officers responded to a robbery call in the area of Central and I-235. A woman told 911 dispatchers that someone pushed her out of her car and stole it. Another officer who happened to be in the area spotted the car and said that the woman was still inside at that point. A pursuit began after the suspect refused to stop. That pursuit continued on I-235 to the Meridian exit, where the suspect stopped the car and took off on foot. He was apprehended a short time later. Investigators say they believe the woman and the suspect know each other. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Pop star Taylor Swift was back at Arrowhead Stadium last night to watch the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs in the first game of the season. This is her second season as a Chiefs fan. She first appeared last September at Arrowhead watching the Chiefs take on the Bears after she and Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce started dating. She soon became a regular at games, home and away, frequently sitting with Brittany Mahomes, the wife of Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes. It was a busy offseason for the high-profile romantic couple, Kelce dropping in on her Eras Tour and she finishing up the European part of the tour. She's going to be on break until she begins stops across North America starting next month. Taylor Swift and Kelce's romance has done a lot for his recent rise in popularity. Travis Kelce is the most searched for player online in 49 states, and he has more than 4.75 million searches a month, and that's 3 million more than any other NFL player. Following Swift's first appearance at Arrowhead last season, Kelce saw a nearly 400% increase in his jersey sales.
Boeing's troubled space capsule is scheduled to undock from the International Space Station tonight and make an uncrewed, remotely controlled return to Earth while leaving its test flight crew aboard the orbiting outpost, Fox's Eben Brown reports.
Boeing Starliner is now ready for an automated flight back to Earth months after it arrived with two astronauts on a test flight where its thrusters didn't quite work and gas was leaking. The undocking is tonight.
6:04 Eastern undock and a landing at the White Sands Space Harbor just after midnight at around 12:04 Eastern.
NASA's Steve Stitch of the Johnson Space Center, crew members Sonny Williams and Butch Wilmore will remain on station through February when a SpaceX-owned capsule will give them a ride home. Eben Brown, Fox News.
It's a pro football game that's, well, it's not out of this world, but it is out of this hemisphere. And we'll take a look at the Trump-Vance ticket and how they're getting the word out. And, of course, our special guest, Congressman Ron Estes, will be live with us in studio coming up as well. KNSS News Time, 8:05. We played in South America for the first time ever tonight.
Arena Corinthians in Sao Paulo, Brazil will serve as for a week one matchup between the Philadelphia Eagles and the Green Bay Packers. The two NFC foes duking it out as part of the NFL's effort to expand the game worldwide. But with the game comes concerns from players about their safety, as Brazil's gun violence and crime rates are among the highest in Latin America. The state's public security secretariat says security operations will be coordinated with U.S. authorities. Both the Eagles and the Packers are looking to get back in the playoffs after early exits last season, with Philly losing in the wild card round and Green Bay being eliminated in the divisional round. Kickoff is at 8:15 Eastern, with the game streaming on Peacock. Tony Genualdo, Fox News.
Former President Trump and his running mate Ohio Senator J.D. Vance have sat down for at least 38 interviews since the Harris-Walz ticket was formed, compared to a single non-scripted interview for Democratic presidential hopefuls this fall. The latest from Trump-Vance ticket came Tuesday when Vance appeared on Fox News and President Trump's recent interview with Sean Hannity. Vice President Kamala Harris and her running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, ended their extended interview drought last week when they talked with CNN's Dana Bash on Thursday in Georgia after weeks of stonewalling the media. The highly publicized interview was the first time Harris sat down with a journalist since well before she selected Walz on August 6th, while Trump and Vance have given several interviews to a variety of news organizations since that period.
It's 8:11 with Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras showing traffic still pretty heavy on those Wichita highways at this time. We have a traffic accident now, and this is going to be slowing things down even further. Westbound on Kellogg, and it's right at Hillside. Watch out for that. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And let's check our weather forecast heading into the weekend with KSN meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
Through Friday, we have a pretty nice day ahead. Partly cloudy to mostly sunny skies. Breezy, too, with the northeast wind at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Now that northerly switch of our winds going to begin to cool us off a bit. Still going to be warm with a high of 84, though. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
Currently in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the north-northeast. It's mostly sunny and 68 degrees here on this Friday morning, September 6th. I knew there was a reason I washed my hair today. We have a special guest in studio.
With us now is our 4th District Congressman Ron Estes. Congressman, thank you for joining us this morning. Pleasure to have you with us here in the studio.
Well, it's great. It's great to be here. And, you know, I believe in the philosophy that you need to wash your hair once a week, whether it needs it or not, right?
That's a good policy. I like that.
Ron, I want to ask you, we haven't seen a whole lot of media coverage on this, but in Lowell, Indiana recently, an illegal alien who reentered illegally under the Biden-Harris administration stabbed a 14-year-old girl. This is just the most recent incident we've seen of this. Stabbed her with a butcher knife at her brother's baseball game. Kamala Harris and Joe Biden have yet to even comment on this incident, but you know, they have gone around and said that the border is secure. I'm just curious, are they just unconnected? Are they disconnected? Or are they just delusional or just trying to, you know, cover this up?
Yeah. I think it's a political power play in terms of the, what they're trying to talk about. They want to divert from the truth. And, you know, President Biden has the authority under those laws that exist today to have a secure border. President Trump used those exact same laws, whether it's dealing with parole on a case-by-case basis, which was what it was intended to,
right,
versus what President Biden set up as anybody from Cuba or Venezuela or Haiti automatically gets parole, which is wrong. And you see incident after incident of these horrible attacks, murders, Lake and Riley and others have been in the news over the years. And it's because the border has not been allowed to be secure and protect the country. I mean, we've had over 10 million people cross the border illegally. And when I say that, I mean, there, 200 yards from a legal entry point, people are crossing the border in Eagle Pass, Texas. And that's just time and time again, that's the process that's being followed to allow all these people to come into the country illegally. I mean, we're a country of immigrants, and we will continue to have more immigrants coming to the country legally than any other country in the world. And we need to make sure that we have a process and processes that make legal immigration more easily obtainable and makes illegal immigration harder.
I think the economy and immigration are clearly the two main issues that I hear when I'm out door knocking. I know you're up for reelection. You hear it when you're out talking to voters. Lawmakers have until September 30th to pass legislation to prevent another funding lapse. Speaker Johnson has promised that the proof of citizenship voting bill will be included in any House budget deal. This relates to immigration as well. Are you confident that that will be included in any final compromise legislation, despite the fact that Senate President Schumer is adamantly opposed? Joe Biden has said he will veto it. What are your thoughts on that? How likely is that to finally be included?
Well, it's something worth fighting for. I mean, as we talk, as you mentioned, we're inflation and rising prices are so bad. And most of that's driven off of the excessive government spending, how much more we're spending,
right,
than what's coming in the tax revenue. And tax revenues are coming in higher than they have ever before and continue to grow. But it's the spending that's growing at a higher rate. So we've got to do something about spending through that process. It's really tough to get that focus because for decades, literally, it's been easier to say, well, we'll just keep the government open and we'll spend more money on your pet project and your pet project. And as a result, I mean, we're borrowing $1 out of $4 that we spend today, the federal government spends today. And that's just, it's irrational to be at that stage. And so we've got to make some tough decisions on spending. But as you talk about it and talk about this issue with the border security, and when we do polling, our most recent polling had border security one and inflation and rising prices two. So obviously there's a lot of concern amongst Americans, and particularly in Kansans, where we did the survey around security as well as the cost and the impact. So we're going to work through the House and pass a continuing resolution because we won't get all spending bills done because there's still too many people that want to say, I'm not going to vote for it unless they get their pet project on it.
Right.
And so this continuing resolution will keep spending into first of the year and putting the SAVE Act on it, which is actually requires some of those steps to actually help states purge their rolls of illegal immigrants who may have been registered to vote and give them some of the resources and access to some of the federal databases so that they can do that job efficiently. The law's there now. Illegals aren't supposed to vote, but they have been registered with all the blanket voter registration policies that have been in place. Some of them make it simpler. Some of them were some politically driven ones, but we need to make sure that every legal citizen is able to vote, and that people that aren't allowed to vote shouldn't be voting.
Kansas Congressman Ron Estes live with us in studio this morning. Within the last month, we had that story about the government issuing a glowing report, all these 800,000 new jobs added, and then Well, really, that was way overestimate. That's not true. So can you put that into context for us? What's going on there?
Yeah, it really is. I mean, one of the things that the government reports a lot of statistics. And in order to be timely on a lot of that, they do a quick report on at the end of each month. And then they come back and get more in-depth data. And so what we've seen is over the last year, over 800,000 jobs that had been reported on a month-to-month basis weren't really created through that process. I think that shows a couple things. I think it shows the data collection and reporting processes need to be tweaked a little bit in terms of, in a lot of ways. But also, it's a little bit of a concern on the economy. When you look at, we're seeing now a lot of people that are running up the credit card charges, paying for groceries and the things you use on a daily basis. Yeah. And we're seeing defaults go up on credit cards and car payments. So that's a concern as well when you look at reporting numbers like that and you see the potential impact on the economy.
Will you be hitting the Kansas State Fair pretty hard?
Yeah, we're actually going there tomorrow.
Hey, all right.
It's today's opening day at the Kansas State Fair, and we're looking forward to it, to getting out there tomorrow.
Fantastic. And that's where you get to meet a nice cross-section of Kansans.
That's right. That's right. A lot of people and businesses as well. And then, you know, all the booths that get set up to showcase different products or different ceremony or different awards, things that have grown, and see the world's largest pumpkin or at least Kansas' largest pumpkin and largest watermelon. Those are always interesting as well.
Ron, I know we've got to let you run, but I do want to ask you one quick question. This is an issue that's come up in the presidential debate. I'm sure it's going to come up. It's a campaign issue, but the expiration of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. Kamala Harris is saying that she wants it to expire so she can turn around and try and give more tax cuts. But you and I both know that if that expires, it's a tax increase on all Kansans, on all citizens, because the tax cut that you passed cut taxes for everybody. How bad will it be if Congress, if Kamala Harris and Joe Biden allow that to expire?
That's really a very terrible approach to take. I mean, when we passed the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, it was intended to help get the economy growing, and it worked. I mean, we saw in 2018 we saw a slight dip in tax receipts at the federal level, which is what's expected. But then we saw an increase from there on out over projections because the economy was growing. And now we're seeing, as some of those provisions that were set up as temporary are now expiring, we're seeing an impact. I mean, I was with a manufacturing company yesterday, and they were talking about how they were impacted because the research and development tax expired 2 years ago, and the impact on them where they don't have the cash to make the investment now because they've had to pay taxes. So they're slowing down their expansions and their ability to actually continue to grow the business. And so it's so important for us. I'm leading one of the tax teams. I'm chairing the innovation tax team. Help focus on how do we keep good research and development ideas developed in the United States and keep the United States competing against the world. I mean, we've invented everything from air conditioners to zippers, and we need to make sure that we have good innovation in America and allow the economy to grow. It would be over $2,000, about $2,200 average tax increase on Kansans if these provisions are allowed to expire. So we really need to renew and extend the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act.
Ron, I appreciate you as always joining us this morning. If folks want to connect with you, if they want to just stay in touch and get more information from you, what's the best way for them to reach out?
The easiest way to do that is on our website, estes.house.gov. That's our website, official website, that you can keep up with things that are going on.
Appreciate you as always, my friend. And you're going to be at the Pachyderm today here in just a few hours.
That's right. I'm speaking today at the Pachyderm, just kind of talking a little bit about what's going on in D.C. and what do we look at for the rest of the year.
Is there any truth to the rumor that the butter sculpture at the State Fair this year is you?
I can't answer every question that you ask, but as far as I know, that's not true.
Okay, we'll find out when the gates open today. All right, Congressman Estes, thank you for joining us. Have a great weekend.
All right, thank you.
It is 8:23 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Let's take a look at what's going on in sports. Of course, last night we had the big Chiefs game to open up the season, the Chiefs and the Baltimore Ravens. Some good offense as the Chiefs found their way into the end zone. You heard the game right here on your radio home of the Chiefs, KNSS.
First down, goal to go for the Chiefs, leading 13-10 early in the third quarter. Motion by Xavier Worthy. Humphrey ready to snap the ball. Pacheco will get it on a handoff. Waits for a block. Churning his feet. And they'll push him back. He'll gain only a half yard. And now second effort. Did they blow it dead? They did not. They couldn't bring down Pacheco. Touchdown, Kansas City. Play to the whistle or beyond it. And the Chiefs have six. Patrick Mahomes was the guy who pushed Pacheco into the end zone.
Love to see that energy. Patrick Mahomes getting himself in the mix there. Love it. Play through the echo of the whistle. That's what Marty Schottenheimer used to teach us, and that's exactly why they were successful on that play.
He puked on the sideline, and now he gets the sweet nectar of the end zone on an empty stomach.
All right, the Chiefs had the lead, but guess who had the ball last? The Baltimore Ravens. Ooh, the Ravens were driving down the field, trying to go for a touchdown and perhaps a two-point conversion to win the game. It all came down to the final play of the game.
Third down, but it's moot. 5 seconds left to go in the game. Ravens trailing 27-20 to the Chiefs. 5 seconds left. Ravens at the 10-yard line of Kansas City. Chiefs trying to play picket fence defense at the goal line. Jackson's been elusive in this game. Big rush by Kansas City. Spinning around is Jackson. He will throw it late at the back of the end zone, and the pass is caught. It's a touchdown for the Ravens. 9 yards deep in the end zone by Isaiah Likely. And what a great play by Lamar Jackson to keep the play alive and find Likely at the back of the end zone. Now will the Ravens go for two to try to win it?
Rolling on the field is a touchdown. The runner's toe hit out of bounds. It's an incomplete pass. The game is over.
Sean Hockley, I've never loved you more, brother. Incomplete, and Kansas City wins this game by a toenail.
Literally. Whoa. Chiefs win it 27-20 in the season opener. Start out 1-0 on the season. We have college football tomorrow. And we'll start out with 16th-ranked Kansas State heading to New Orleans to take on Tulane. Both teams are 1-0. Wildcats are a 9-point favorite on the road. Live coverage of K-State football at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. The game will kick off at 11 a.m. tomorrow, and that is on 97.5 and 1240 KFH for the Wildcats. 19th-ranked Kansas is on the road visiting Illinois. And the Illini are having a sellout in their stadium for the first time in 8 years. Big crowd will be there. Both teams are 1-0. Jayhawks are a 4.5-point favorite. That'll kick off at 6 o'clock tomorrow evening in Champaign, Urbana, nationally televised on FS1. Division 2, the Pittsburgh State Gorillas are ranked number 3 in the nation, off to a 1-0 start, visiting Missouri Southern State tomorrow night, 7 o'clock kickoff. Fort Hays State is ranked for the first time in 6 years. Fort Hays, ranked number 24 in the nation, hosting Missouri Western. Both teams are 1-0, 7 o'clock tomorrow night in Hays. Friends University is ranked number 24 in the nation. The Falcons are off to a 1-0 start, hosting Ottawa in a big game. That'll be at 6 o'clock, home opener for Friends football tomorrow night on the west side of town. JUCO, Butler Community College, visiting Ellsworth in Cedar Falls, Iowa. Butler looking for its first win of the season. Dennis Higgins will have the call for the Butler Grizzlies at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. That game is right here on KNSS. What a game. It's basically a national championship game. Number 2 at number 1. Number 2, Hutchinson, visiting number 1, Iowa Western. Both teams are 1-0. That game in Council Bluffs tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock. High school football. Most schools get underway tonight, but we did have a few games last night. Last night's winners include Leon Bluestem, Goddard Eisenhower, and Garden Plain, opening up the season with wins. Most other high schools start things tonight. Racing, we have 81 Speedway. Tomorrow night, Heartland Modified Touring Series up at Park City at 81 Speedway. Huge weekend at the Kansas International Dragway in Mays all day tomorrow and Sunday. The huge 52nd annual Truett and Osborne Bike Drags. Tons of motorcycles at Kansas International Dragway on Saturday and Sunday. One of the great races in town every year in cross country. Wichita State hosting the 76th annual JK Gold Classic tomorrow morning at a new site at the former Clap Golf Course in southeast Wichita at Oliver and Harry. A lot of high school and college athletes will be at that tomorrow morning. And in Major League Baseball, the Kansas City Royals are home this weekend hosting the Minnesota Twins. Tonight's game is right here on KNSS. Saturday night, Sunday afternoon games are over on KFH. The Royals have a 5-game lead for a playoff spot with 3 weeks to go in the season. That's sports with Steve and Ted. It's 8:28 with Steve and Ted. Traffic and weather on the way. And how much do we really know about Kamala Harris? That's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute next on KNSS.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning. It is 8:35. You are listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is Friday, September 6th. Currently in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the north-northeast. It is 68 degrees.
Drug use is increasing in Sedgwick County. The sheriff's office says deputies and officers have seized over 750,000 pills so far this year in the county. They're also finding fentanyl that is laced with a tranquilizer drug that cannot be reversed by using Narcan. Officials are working to develop a strategic plan to combat drugs using the opioid settlement funds by the end of the year.
Time to save the date, Chiefs Kingdom. Hallmark announcing the premiere date for its movie Holiday Touchdown, a Chiefs love story. It's going to air on Saturday, November 30th. It's part of Hallmark Channel's Countdown to Christmas. Filming for the movie took place back in July at a lot of Kansas City locations, including Arrowhead Stadium and Independence Square in downtown Independence, Missouri. Tyler Hines, Hunter King, and Ed Begley Jr. will be among the stars in the new film on November 30th. It's 8:51 with Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. A local Business Journal update is on the way. Now it's time for three big things.
Three.
The 14-year-old accused of fatally shooting four people at a high school in Georgia is going to make his first court appearance. His father has now been arrested as part of that case.
Two.
The Kansas City Chiefs defeated the Baltimore Ravens 27-20 last night. You heard it here on KNSS, opening up the NFL season.
One.
The annual Kansas State Fair opens today for its 10-day run in Hutchinson. Three big things with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
And the traffic volumes are getting thinner out there. Finally seeing things calm down on the roadways. You can see it on those Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras. Traffic conditions, pretty good. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And our weather forecast here heading into the weekend. Mostly sunny today, a high of 84 degrees. It'll be mostly clear tonight with a low down to 57. How about that? Lows in the 50s this weekend. And then looking ahead for a sunny weekend. High tomorrow, 77 on Saturday. And then Sunday, high of 81. Currently in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the northeast. Mostly sunny and 69 degrees. We're on our way to a high today of 84. Coming up after Steve and Ted, of course, it's the Glenn Beck program every morning from 9 to 11 a.m. Special guest at 10:30 this morning is Frank Ordaz. He's an artist talking about the impact of history on culture. Glenn Beck program, that's next, 9 a.m. here on KNSS.
You know, it just occurs to me that the weather this weekend might mean that my air conditioner might actually shut off for the first time.
Yeah,
since
when you're getting down into the 50s at night.
Late March.
Sure helps.
That's open the bedroom window and fire pit weather is what that is.
Yep, we're getting there. It is time for a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal. A year ago, Assistant Wichita City Manager Troy Anderson told an audience at the Wichita Business Journal's ICT Summit that a paid parking implementation strategy would soon be introduced to the community, requiring residents to stretch the imagination into what downtown parking looks like. Well, now we're here at this point, more or less a pause in the more paid spaces, possible higher fees plan that was going to start on New Year's Day after it's already been approved twice by the city council. Been a pretty fascinating run here. Reporter Josh Witt for the Business Journal has broken down all sides of the parking plan argument in this week's Business Journal cover story. He's also, Josh Witt is the guest on editor Kirk Siminoff's podcast, talking about how we got here and where we go from here. So it's pretty interesting stuff. And there's also another story about how similar parking plans have and haven't always worked in other of our Midwest peer cities. So check that out. On the heels of a strong summer travel season, Wichita's Eisenhower Airport once again nominated as one of USA Today's best small airports in the country. Online voting recently opened. It'll close on September 23rd. Eisenhower right now is in the number 3 spot on that poll. That's where it finished last year, out of 20 airports. It's been nominated 4 times for the National Publications 10 Best Reader's Choice Travel Award for Best Small Airport, but as of yet, Eisenhower has not been able to nab that top spot. Maybe this is the year. And that is a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal. Here with Stephen Ten on KNSS. 8:55 with Stephen Ten. Want to thank John Whitmer for hanging in with us live in studio all week.
It's been a pleasure. Always nice to sit in with you guys. Big shoes to fill. McIntosh is a veteran. He's an expert. Hardly can fill in for him. Yeah, but it's nice to try at any rate.
And, yeah, when we started on Tuesday after Labor Day, Friday seemed so far away.
It did.
And yet here we are.
It did. And I appreciate you putting up with me.
Yeah, thank you for being with us. And, of course, listen to the John Whitmer Show Sunday nights at 7 o'clock
right here on KNSS. Thank you for the plug.
Dan, thank you for listening all week long. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck and the Dana Show with Dana Lash, the Sean Hannity Show, news updates all day as we head into the opening weekend of the Kansas State Fair. Steve and Ted in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita. Have a great weekend.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.